We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Hey. Based on the Pasuk, V'chi Savoyu El Horetz, when you will come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, Unetatem Kol Eitz Machol, you'll plant all kinds of fruit-bearing trees, Sholoi Shonem Yulachem Arelim. The first 3 years, the fruit is off-limits. You're not allowed to eat the fruit. U'bashonu Horeviyis, Yieh Kol Piryoi Koideh Shilulam Lashem. In the 4th year, all the fruit will be holy, a praise to Hashem. U'bashona chamishis, and on the 5th year, it's all yours. You can do whatever you want with it. The fruit of the 4th year, we learned before, has to be brought to Yerushalayim to be eaten there. Or you can redeem its holiness onto money, transfer the holiness of the fruit onto money, and take that money to Yerushalayim to purchase food that you're going to, again, eat in Yerushalayim. That's the Net Harvai, the 4th year. Sure, but you have to add the chamishis. When you're doing the pigyon, you have to add a fifth. You have to add 20% to the value. Paragraph Aleph. Al pi ha-Torah lehamshich shalom. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 14 in the first part of Likutei Moran, which is entitled lehamshich shalom. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Study that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. U'mevoyer Shom, Rabbein Azal explains over there, She'ein Odom Zoicha HaTorah Kiyim Al Yedei Shiflus. A Jew will not be Zoicha to a real acquisition of Torah without humility, real humility. She'yishaber Ga'av, and Rabbein Azal explains there, She'yishaber Ga'avosoi Me'arba bechinois shiflus. The person has to break the arrogance on 4 levels. There's got to be 4 types of humility. A person has to be able to humble himself in the presence of those who are greater than him, before those who are greater than him. And a person has to be able to act with humility even when he's among his peers, people that are equal to him, very similar. And even when a person is dealing with people on a lower level than them, the person has to be able to act with humility towards them. And Rabbein Azal says there, and at certain times, when the person we're dealing with is the smallest person, he's the lowest one, v'tzorich lahakten es atzmoy k'neged madreges atzmoy. He's got to lower himself below that, to look at himself as being beneath the level that he's on, which is the lowest level. V'idame be'inov shulamata mimadregosoy, so that it should seem to him as if he's even smaller than that. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Shivu ish tachtov. Let each person live beneath himself. Beneath himself. Tachtov means beneath himself. That a person should consider himself less than what he is. This is a concept that Rabbein Azal presents over there in Likutei Moran. He says that this humility, this shiflus, is in 4 different arenas. One is, which is very logical, when you're with people who are much greater than you, of course, don't be a big shot, because you know your place, know that you're smaller than them, you are not equal to them, so don't act, carry yourself like smaller than them. Then to take it further, when you're with people of the same caliber, most people have a very big problem with that, you know, that when their people, their peers, they want to be on top, they want every, Rabbein Azal says, when you're with your peers, to look at yourself as lower than all of them. And then he says, take it a step further. Even when you're not with your own group, you're with a group of people that's completely smaller, lower than your level, in whatever it is, whether it's in spirituality, in Yiddishkeit, in money, in popularity, whatever it is, to be able to consider yourself lower than all of them. And then if a person's in a situation where they are literally the lowest one, they're the smallest one of everyone present, and they know that, then to be able to consider yourself lower than that. And Rabbein Azal says there that when Hashem gave the Torah, he chose Har Sinai to give the Torah on, which is the smallest mountain. And the Gemara says from here we learn out that the Torah is attracted to, and the Torah will only connect properly to one who is small, one who has this tremendous quality of humility. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it for us here. Paragraph Beis, V'ze b'chinas sholosh shnei orlo v'ne tarvai. Based on that chapter on the Kutiman, we're going to have a tremendous insight to this mitzvah in the Torah of the 3 years that you're not allowed to have any benefit from the fruit of the tree, the first 3 years of produce of the tree, and then the fourth year, there's special rules and regulations. Ki isa, because it is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, she'sholosh shnei orlo heim keneged ha'sholosh klipois hatmeois lagamri, that the first 3 years that a tree produces fruit corresponds to the three klipois that are considered to be all bad, total evil. These are mentioned in the vision that Yechezkel Hanavi had, where it speaks about the Onon Godol, the great cloud, the Ruach Sa'ora, the storm wind, and the Esh Mislakachas, the black fire. Those symbolize Klipos, forces of Tuma that are totally bad. V'netaravai, whereas the produce of the fourth year, Hu Keneged Bechinas Noiga, corresponds to Noiga, Shehu Me'urov Toivora. Noiga is like twilight. It's a combination of good and bad. Ve'elu ho'arba klipois tzorech kolodom levatlom uleshabrom. These four klipois, each and every single Jew has to work at eliminating them and breaking them. Ki ze ikar hanisoyen u'bechira shel odom. Because this is the main test of a person in this world, and this is the main choice that a person has to make in life. Lamoid keneged kol hamidois rois, to stand up against all the evil characteristics hanimshochim me'elu ho'arba klipois, which come from these four klipois, hakoidmen lepri, which precede the fruit. Va'alidei zeh, and if a person succeeds in realizing this and in doing battle and overcoming all the midos rois and the taivas rois that come from those four klipos, then that person is zoche to the fruit. Uklal kol hamidos rois klulim begeus, and all the different evil characteristics that a person can possibly have, anger, miserliness, all this, the whole list. You open up the Sifrei Musar, and they give you a list in Aleph Bey's order of all the bad characteristics that a person can possibly have. The one that's a composite of all of them is geus, arrogance. Shehu avodah zarah, the Torah refers to it as idol worship. Shehu hahefech me'atorah, and therefore it's the opposite of the entire Torah. She'ikra anova, of which the main theme throughout the Torah, the most important thing that the Torah wants to teach us is anova, humility. Bechinas ayin, nothingness, for a person to realize that I am nothing. Ki klal kol ha'Torah hu levatel atzmoi betachlis habitul, ad sheyi anichlal be'ein sof. Because the ultimate purpose and goal of the entire Torah is for a person to nullify themselves completely to such a point where I become part of the infiniteness of Hashem. I remove all the things that block me from being literally part of Hashem. I get rid of this and get rid of that and get rid of this bad character, that, until I become transparent, totally transparent, that the light of Hashem flows through me perfectly. There's no blockages whatsoever. Vegeus hu hahepech mizeh. And arrogance is the exact opposite of this. Ki geus kol mikol ho arba klipos nal. Because gaiva is a combination, has in it all four klipos that we mentioned before. Shetzrichim l'shabron, which a person has to overcome, al yidei arba b'chinas shiflus nal, through the four types, the four levels of humility. Dahainu, which are Lios Shofo Vakotam Kneged Gdoilim, Ubeinanim Uktanim, to be humble, whether you're in the presence of people who are greater than you, equal to you, or smaller than you. An example, a perfect example would be, you know, persons with their parents, and they're with their brothers and sisters, and they're with their children. That a person, a Jew, has to be able to act with humility, pure humility, towards their parents, people who are older than, smarter than, you know, towards their brothers and sisters, who appears. And even when I'm dealing with my own children, even though I'm older and there's a mitzvah of kibbudav, I'm still obligated to employ humility when I speak to them and when I act towards them and in my actions towards them. And in addition to that, a person has to humble themselves and nullify themselves at sheyir shofel beinov lemato mimadrega satzmoi, to the point where the person looks at himself as being less than what he really even is. In other words, when I look at myself honestly and I know that I have thousands of things that are wrong with me, mamish, thousands of things that are wrong with me, to be able, when I want to turn on the humility, to treat myself, to consider myself as if there were millions of things wrong with me. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Shivu ish tachdov, that each person should be beneath themselves. They should go under themselves, lower than what they really are. Ve'elu ho'arba b'chinois, hem keneged ho'arba klipois kanal. And these four types, these four levels of humility that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran, correspond to the four different klipois. Because a person who has any kind of arrogance, where he considers himself greater than what he is, he wants to compare himself to people who are really greater than him, or he wants to compare himself to people who are similar to him on the same level. He wants to be treated at least exactly the same as them. Why should I be? Why am I not first? Why are you giving him first? He's not better than me. I'm equal to him, so I should go first. You know, that kind of concept. Oyafilu liktanim, or even to people who are smaller than him, lower than him. Ubeemes, whereas in truth, hu koton mikulam, this person is lower than all of them. Ki hu koton shediktanim, because he is the lowest of the low. Umachmas ga'avosoi, lahavdil, in terms of money. You can have a person, an adult, who's walking around in a three-piece suit, you know, and he walks into an elementary school and they're all kids, and he's been brought there to lecture them on finances. He's going to teach them, give them a discussion about saving money. Even when you're children, you should save your money. And there's 25 kids in the class, and they start going around the class and they ask each kid, how much do you have in your bank account? And this kid has 12,000, this kid has 18,000. You know, they're in one of those neighborhoods where the kids have bucks. There's no shortage of bucks. And then after they finish asking all the kids in the class, they ask the teacher, and the teacher says, well, I have a minus of 13,000. So suddenly they discover that this guy, the teacher, the lecturer, he's teaching a bunch of kids. They're all smaller than him, right? They're all less than him, right? Wrong. He's got less than all of them. So for him to think that he's the lecturer, he's the rich guy who's coming to teach them about finances, he finds out suddenly, a surprise, that he's got less than all of them. I'm giving a simple example. Lahavdil, you can have this in character, in midos, in all kinds of things, in ruchnius, in Torah and mitzvahs. Umachmas ga'avosoi, hu godol beinov lamalani marigosoi, and because of the person's arrogance, he considers himself greater than what he really is. Zeu bechinas sholish klipois hatmeris legamri. That's related to the three klipois that are all bad, that are totally bad. When a person feels arrogance, in the presence of people who are greater than him, equal to him, less than him, that's related to the three klipos. Shehem, which are, as we mentioned earlier, Onan Godol, the Ishmis Lakachas, Varua Sora, Shekulam Bechinas Geus Vegadlus. These three klipos are symbols of arrogance and greatness. Rash, a lot of noise, fire, the storm wind, a storm makes a lot of noise here, slamming windows and slamming doors, like we just had in the past 24 hours here, Baruch Hashem. That rash and machlekes and debate. Whereby this person wants to hold himself higher than these three levels, which are really higher than him, which are Gedolim, Beinanim, and Ktanim. All three categories, when we look at it honestly, he's smaller than everyone in each one of those three categories. The Gemara refers to this, that a person who behaves like Zimri, he's a major sinner, and he's looking for reward, to be rewarded like Pinchas, as if he was a big tzaddik. And we know that there are many people like that. People who in actuality are very far from deserving praise and everything, and yet if you treat them with one iota, if they're not given the full respect, that they'll kill. Shebe'emes, who cut on Mikola Sholish B'chinas Na'al, in reality, this person is lower and less than all three groupings, v'hum ezgoe be'enov. However, in his own eyes, he considers himself great. He has such self-respect. He compares himself to them. He thinks he's equal to them and even greater than them. Therefore, this is referred to as those three klipos that are totally bad. Aval, however, mi shemeshaber elu hasholish b'chinas gaiva kanal. A person who is zeiche to get rid of those three levels of gaiva. Rak she'adayin enoi koton mimadregas atzmoi, but he's not yet able to look at himself as being lower than what he really is, to treat himself and to want to be treated as less than even what he really is, ze bechinas klipas noiga. That's related to this klipa of noiga, shehu ma'orov toi vora, which is good and it's mixture of good and bad. Ulefa'omem nichlau batoiv, ulefa'omem lehepech. Sometimes this can be part of good and sometimes the opposite. Because at times, machmas she'enoi koto neged madrega satzmoi, because of the fact that the person doesn't consider himself less than what he really is, hu noifel legeus gomor. He can make a mistake and start crossing lines and think he's greater than that one, and that one, and that one. Even people who are above him. Shezeu bechinas she'noiga nichlal barakna. That's an example where a person is sliding from noiga into bad, into total bad. Ulefamim, whereas at times, margish shiflusoi, he does realize how small he is. Ad shehu koten beinov lamatem marigosoi. At times, he does consider himself even less than what he really is. He does, he feels he's not owed even what he really is owed, that kind of thing. Ve'oz nichlal batoiv. And then this person who previously was in noiga has now slid into toiv. He's gotten from noiga, from at first considering himself, well, at least I deserve so much and so much because I have so much and so much. From that, he was able to push himself and go a little further and say, even if I have 100,000, that doesn't mean I have to be treated like a person who has 100,000. If they treat me like somebody who has 75,000, that's perfect. That's great. That's also very, very good. And again, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this much more.